He came from Saturn on a mission to spread peace through the power of music, or so Sun Ra claimed.
Well, I'm really not a man, you see. I'm an angel. If you're an angel, you're a little bit a step above man.
That is the legendary band leader in an interview in the late 80s. And Sun Ra's music was otherworldly. Astro Black Mythology. Astro Timeless Immortality. For more than half a century, the Sun Ra Orchestra has pushed jazz into new undiscovered realms. In their pageantry and sci-fi aesthetic, they were early pioneers of what would come to be known as Afrofuturism. Sun Ra died in 1993, but the orchestra is still playing, and the band just released its first studio album in more than 20 years. It's called Swirling.
I'm carrying on his work because he worked very hard and he wrote a lot of good music.
That is saxophonist Marshall Allen, who has been leading the band for decades now. He's 96, and I asked him to tell me about the first time he met Sun Ra. It was in Chicago, 1958.
Every night I got off from work, I went over to see Sun Ra, ask him, I want to play with the band.
Allen would show up ready to play, and Sun Ra would just want to talk.
He talks about the Bible, and he talks about ancient Egypt and the space age.
Then finally, one night, Sun Ra asked him to bring not a saxophone, but a flute.
He said, well, let me see, play this. Boom. Don't go, don't. And I said, oh, what am I play? It was something about him that I couldn't get away. It was like a magnet. He draws it right in. It changed my whole destiny. I had this feeling he was changing things. Because I thought I knew something, but I found that I didn't know nothing. He said we're going to play this music for the 21st century, which was about 50 or 60 years away. And I was thinking to myself, ooh, I got to wait that long?
And now we're in the 21st century. Why do you think it's music for this moment?
Because you look at the day and you can see it's relevant. It's a space age. Space age is here to stay. No place you can run away. It's for the people in this age that we're having now and all the problems and troubles and stuff.
In 1968, the band moved into a house in Philadelphia where Sun Ra continued to lead his long, grueling rehearsals.
2, 3, 4.
They went on for all day, all night, because he wrote music like you would write a letter. Every day is a new tune. Every day the same tune is being changed.
Allen still lives in that house, and he still has stacks of Sun Ra's handwritten compositions, some of which he used to make the band's new album.
I had a treasure house of ideas and things that I could use. So I used them, and I changed them, the arrangements, a little bit. Like he does. I had all the music, so it was my turn to do my best.
And even though Sun Ra himself is gone, the orchestra has held on to the mythology of its founder. When they perform, they still wear flashy capes and sequined headdresses, and the music has the same cosmic flair.
Imagination, the magic carpet, will take your soul distant lands and outer space.
Ninety-six-year-old saxophonist Marshall Allen is the leader of the Sun Ra Orchestra, and their new album called Swirling is out now. To the planet.